And I read, though, that most of you didn't really listen to instrumental music before deciding to play in a group that does primarily instrumental music. Mm-hmm. So what drew you to this sound?
Well, I originally started off wanted to form like an indie band, and that's what I had kind of formed, and we had songs written. And then I remember it was like I found out I was going to have a little kid. And so I wanted something that I can play to where it's going to still be enjoyable, like for a little kid, but then get loud and rock out for dad kind of thing. And so I just started using a lot of reverb and delays and just experimenting with all of that. And then me and this guy, Chris, played guitar together. And then he moved on bass and we found Chris. That's when he came along and he actually posted something that we listened to that was instrumental. And it was like exactly what we were looking for as far as like building a band and just went from there. And then we were never against vocals. Actually, our next album will have vocals, but it's just a matter of if it doesn't fit, don't force it. We just decided to go instrumental on that. So
now I kind of think that being a musician and trying to find other musicians to play with also is kind of like dating. You know, you really have to kind of try people out and mm-hmm. see where they're coming from as you are going through there. So you said that Chris had just kind of shared some music with you. I mean, like, what were some of the conversations that you had with each other when you were trying to decide these are the right people to play with?
Personality, like you said, dating, it is like dating. And except, you know, you're dating or married to four other dudes. And that can be a bit of a nightmare because I'm a diva. So I throw a lot of hissy fits and stuff. But no, just getting along, I think, primarily because you know that you're going to be spending so much time with one another. So just feeling each other out. If somebody comes to try out and they're not in, you know, they're not somebody I'd want to go have a beer with afterwards, then, you know, it's not going to work out. And then musically, the way that we write, really, we just kind of start jamming on something. Like Rob will come like with this little riff or something, and then we'll all just start adding our own elements to it. And then the, you know, the moves are transitional and they're very natural. So yeah, I think musically that's how it works. We just kind of blend well.
Yeah, we clicked instantly. Like when I met you, when you sent me a message, I was actually in New York, and you were telling me about like music, and we were just talking about common places that we'd go to in that city, and it was just it was like click. It was like a relationship, like you said. We instantly were like, dude, this guy's cool. I'm gonna hang out with him. You know, and then we went from there. And then we found Chase and Josh.
We found Steven.
Steven, because we had a drummer, a different drummer to start, who helped write a lot of Code of Fin, our first album.
Mm-hmm.
And then Steven came along again. We found him on Craigslist. and it was I think our second show, our drummer announced that he couldn't be in the band anymore. And so we had shows already lined up. We had three shows, and one was a week away, mm-hmm. Maybe a week and a half. And we posted something on there. We posted our music that we had, our demos. He shows up at practice, nailed everyone. It was pretty amazing. We were like, okay, you're a drummer. And we went from there. It was really good. And then we just grown from there. We moved Kristen, who's now no longer with us, moved to El Paso, but we moved him over on guitar. We brought Chase in on bass, and Chris and Chase have been friends for a long time before that. And he just went to a show of ours and liked what he heard. He never mm-hmm. heard of the genre, never listened to the genre. And when he's like, wow, this is something I can definitely get into. And he came from like a punk band when he was, you know, and same with just about everybody here.
Yeah, so what are some of the, you know, musical influences that you have? Because I kind of hear, you know, there's elements of like what sounds like Yola Tengo and some of the music that they've done for, I don't know if y'all saw the film Old Joy, you know, the soundtrack for that film they did. And there's, you know, there's kind of ambient sounds and, you know, even something that I might consider kind of classical in some of it as well. What are some of the things that you listen to?
I mean, we listen to everything from punk rock to, I mean, Chris has a good list of bands that he can probably.
Yeah, I mean, as far as post-rock goes, you know, obviously bands like Explosions in the Sky, This Will Destroy You, good friends of ours, and they're amazing. But I think musically, like, I listen to very little post-rock still, so I listen to a lot of classical music. Indie rock, some jazz and stuff like that.
Yeah, I listened to a bunch of indie, and a lot of actually, for me, believe it or not, it was emo. I listened to a lot of emo, and a lot of the riffs I have are like that. You'll hear that in there, that element, just because I like the real catchy little hooks that mm-hmm. that come with that genre. But again, we listened to a bunch of different stuff, and I've always been into like punk rock. We did a tribute show once. It was
a Weezer show.
A Weezer.
And Radiohead, too.
And Radiohead. We did a Radiohead tribute show. So again, and all those are influences, so.
When you know you said that when you're in the room and you're coming up with riffs and you put things together as far as constructing songs go, ultimately though somebody has to be the decider, right? You know, mm-hmm. Okay, this is how it's going to shake out and how it's going to go. I mean, like, who winds up being the decider in the group?
Chris is our organizer. Yeah, we're a bunch of space cadets.
I'm a very disorganized organizer. Yeah,
like before he built his pedal board, he had it mapped out. On the computer, what was that program you used? I don't even know.
I have a PowerPoint presentation.
Of the mapping out of it.
This is how
it's like down to the dimension, down to the millimeters that I can.
And you look at my pedal boards; it's like wires everywhere, and just like you know.
With this type of music too, I mean, there's lots of different things that you can be doing when you listen to this music. You know, it works well in a live setting. It works well, you know, at home. It works well playing for your kids, you know, so to speak. I mean, I wonder kind of like as you're performing and playing, I mean, like what do you hope that people are doing and thinking and feeling when they listen to your music?
Well, I mean, we get so many different answers for that. Like people always hit us up and say, oh, man, I was painting and I just couldn't. Like, stop listening to you guys and keep painting. And some people write poems. And
we had a fire thrower, like a fire juggler. She got her music for her act. But at the end,
when I first heard it, I used it to go to sleep.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I mean, I still sometimes put it in. And
mm-hmm. I tell people you go to sleep to it and wake up.
I hope people are sleeping when they listen.
Yeah. No, dude. Just
I hope people are waking up to it.
It calms me down. It chills me out.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's like, it's really good. It's really cool when people come up to you and tell you what they were thinking. When they were listening to the song and tell you how they felt, because we get a lot of that. Yes, we have a lot of people that will come up to us and tell us like how they were feeling and what they were thinking. They had it like some girl came up to us one day and it was like, I just saw my whole life flashing like during your whole set. It was like my life in one instant. It was pretty neat. That's all you want. You just want people to have a positive reaction to it and just tell you it made them happy or it made them think or whatever emotion they had.
Just a connection.
Just a, yeah.
And how did your kid react, by the way?
Oh, she loves it. It's amazing. No, because, I mean, I called it womb music because I would play for her when she was, you know, in the womb. And it's really neat because I'll be in my car and we're listening to it. And especially when we got the first mixes back when we were recording our first album, I put it on a CD and I was listening in my car. And I just remember being in the car and I was playing a song and then I just saw the seat shaking. And then I looked in my rearview mirror and she's just in the back bobbing her head. Like to it, and I'll never forget the first practice that we had. Chris brought his daughter, and you know, and she was 2 years old.
Not even.
She was probably like, yeah. So we were playing, and she's walking around everywhere, and she came and she hugged the bass amp and just started like rocking to the bass amp, like just straight up. Like we're like, do we keep playing? Like what do we do here? But it was awesome because they love it. Chris has. Little boy named Bladen, he loves our music, wants to be a drummer. It's just really neat. So,
I think that's a great term, womb music.
Womb music, yeah.
Mark that. You can use it rock. Later on.
Right? Womb music, exactly.
And it's very natural, too. It's, I mean, it makes me think of, like, you know, because the name of one of your tunes here, you said The Silent Winds of Remorse. And, you know, I mean, I think that there's a lot of very natural sound in the music, too. It makes me think of, like... you know, outdoors makes me think of nature and things like that exactly. As well.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. So just a little nerdy question about musical instruments too. I mean, you know, you're playing a melodica, you pulled out a melodica in one of the tunes here and you're using a Rhodes with all these pedals and effects on it and stuff like that, you know. What are you thinking of when you try to get these sounds? You know, like where are you? What made you like? I got to get the $20 melodica.
We're all tinkerers, so we'll sit for especially me and Rob. We'll tinker for hours, just you know, getting every sound you can out of an instrument. Yeah. A, B, nothing's off limits. If something's going to work and it sounds good, we're going to use it. So we were talking in the studio yesterday about you know how to make the song different for this. And we're like, oh, we have the melodica. Let's just use that for a song. The Wurlitzer and my Rhodes, both of those are really important to this sound because we draw on it a lot. So, yeah, nerdery. I mean, we just if we see something we don't have, we all want one. So.
Absolutely.
Cool. So both of y'all are parents. Anybody else here have children?
Nope.
Is it just for y'all two then, I guess? Because I mean, you said you work at USAA and, mm-hmm. Is it hard to balance, you know, doing music, being a parent, working, you know, a job? I mean, like, what are
Absolutely. It's a learning experience. You know, you want to get better at the whole balance thing. And you can't do it without someone, your significant other, that's going to support it. You know what I mean? So if we're not doing anything, if we're not progressively going anywhere, they're going to tell you to stop. And so it's just keeping the momentum for the band and then also keeping your momentum for the career. It's a juggle. Mm-hmm. But it's definitely something that is common with us. And
I think that's part of what makes it work so well is like we practice at my house. He'll bring his kid. I'll bring my. You know, the kids are always there. They're kind of part of the band too. I mean, they're always around. Yeah. So they all, you know, my daughter probably thinks Rob's a friend and doesn't even know the difference. So we're all close. We're all family oriented people. These guys get just as many hugs as I do at home. So.
Yeah, and when we originally started, we were three fathers and one non-father. So hence one of our songs called Fathers. But that's another one of the common, you know, when we got together, we all had daughters. Mm-hmm. All three of us had daughters, one daughter at the time. And I just had a son, so. But, but you can balance it. But like I said, you have to have the support. You have to have someone saying, mm-hmm. okay, because without that, you can't do it.
Good. Yeah. Well, congratulations. You have a wonderful sound to the group, and I'm looking forward to hearing the new release. And we'll hopefully spread the word with TPR here about y'all as well. I appreciate you coming in and spending the time in the studio with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
We had a blast.